Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Box Set Pod, a very short little podcast, which I wanted to record separately instead of putting onto one of our other ones, because obviously the other ones are just for Game of Thrones people with spoilers and stuff. I wanted this to be available for anybody because it's such an amazing story. My name's Hal, this is Jamie, and
hello.
Matthew in London, there he is.
Hi, do you know you said Game of Thrones rather than...
I meant to say Walking Dead, and now I'm going to tell a story about Game of Thrones, which you may have, you two may have read me talking about this on our little group chat. But do you know what I'm on about, you two?
No.
Yes, and okay, I'm prepared for how underwhelming this is going to be.
Yeah, it's pretty underwhelming, but Jamie's going to enjoy the story. So, Jamie, I'm at Costco, which, as we all know, is a place of giants.
The prince among supermarkets.
It is. It's amazing. Mm. This week, I almost bought myself a kayak. That's how great Costco is.
Wow.
Anyway, got to the checkout, and in front of me, first thing I noticed was a very attractive, small woman. And she was beautiful. I thought, her face is like almost Hollywood beautiful. It's like... wow, she's like not got any makeup on or anything. Looked very sort of tracksuit bottom sort of situation.
Ugh,
but she seemed really lovely. Next to her was a guy who must have been close to 7 foot tall, right? And a bunch of other guys who were equally as tall and wide. They were obviously like bodybuilders. And I just thought, okay, we've got to...
Right, can I step in? I reckon I know who this is.
Okay.
Is this Vladimir Klitschko and Hayden Panettiere?
No.
Okay, carry on.
Congratulations. Who's that?
He said it was Game of Thrones related. I mean,
oh,
come on.
Crap. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, what an idiot. Okay. Well, it's got to be Amelia. It's got to be. It's got to be the.
Wait.
Amelia Clark.
For what rubbish
Costco,
story this is?
I can
is.
Tell you that right now.
So anyway, all I know is that there's some people in front of me, and they're almost about to pay, and then they go, "Oh, can you wait? Sorry, my friend is getting water." And there's a huge queue, and we've got to wait while this guy runs from the very back of Costco carrying like a 24-pack of mineral water. And all I'm doing is I'm just annoyed, right? I'm not saying anything, obviously, because that would be rude. And this guy, this tall 7 foot guy, is constantly...
And you're a 7 foot guy.
7 foot guy.
Excuse me, Mr. 7 foot. Could you hurry up about it, old chap?
I didn't even care. This 7 foot guy stood next to me, and all I'm doing is... And he's just apologizing to me. Just keep saying, "I'm really sorry, I'm really sorry." And I'm like, "Yeah, keep apologizing, sunshine." I just said, "Don't worry, it's fine, it's fine." And... then, while we're waiting, someone walks over, leans over the checkout with a pen and paper and says, "Can I have your autograph, please?" And he seemed really excited. He goes, "It's for my friend Jack. Can you make it out for Jack?" Just so excited. And I was like, "What?" I thought, oh, well, this is obviously there's like some wrestling match going on in town and everyone knows about it. And I go, and then they tell me, after they walk off, they tell the woman at the checkout goes, "Oh, apparently he's in something called Game of Thrones." I was like, "What?" Who was it, Jamie? Who was it?
Well, it's got to be the Mountain.
It was the Mountain, because I couldn't recognise him. Different people, because the Mountain was alive, yeah, and then he died, and then they brought him back to life.
Now he's like a zombie corpse.
This guy's name is Hafþór Julius Björnsson, and he is an Icelandic actor, wrestler, and general big guy, strongman type of thing.
But wasn't the Mountain played by two different actors?
Three, I think. And he's played in post-Helmet, I think. Maybe played
it's like when you get a baby in a sitcom. They get
That's
played
right.
by about five or six different babies.
But I think he's the tallest. And apparently his dad's even taller than him. So that's the end of my anecdote. How do you rate it out of 10, Jamie?
I don't think Are you really going to put this out on its own as an individual?
No, I've got one more thing to tell you.
I'm just going to jump in here. Yeah. I'm going to give that a 3.
3 out of 10. The Mountain apologised to me numerous times. Isn't that great?
I need more. I mean, it's not. It's a 3. It's a 3/4.
Obviously, I wish I'd done an interview there and then, but I didn't.
I'm really glad you didn't.
Instead, I bought a 15 pack of toilet roll and went on my way struggling to carry it. As a Welshman that I am. In other news, Tiernan posted an article this week, and all I want to say is that it's great. It proves once again that I'm not alone in my expert opinions. Apparently, what I keep going on about in terms of Netflix shows dragging on has got a name, and it's called Netflix Bloat. And there are many articles about it. I will post the article in the blurb here, and also click on the t-shirt link in the bio and buy yourself a t-shirt. That's it for this episode. I think we can all agree.
So, is this episode? I think you should, if you're going to release this on its own, Hal, you should title it "How I Met a Celebrity and Proved Himself Right."
Okay,
that is literally all you've done in these last 5 useless minutes.
Let me
and didn't even do one of those things.
What, meet a celebrity or prove himself right? Possibly either. So, Howell met a celebrity and is always
proved himself a dickhead.
Correct. Yeah, sorted. Thanks very much, and we'll see you for Game of Thrones in the next episode. Welcome to The Walking Dead. I just realised I said
you signed up with Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I just leave this in. I'll tell you what, you host it. Jamie, introduce this one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.